This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show last week. We're talking about Hemp Americana, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol HMPQ. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Salvador Rosello. Salvador, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for welcoming me. Thank you.
Well, you know, you've got a lot of things going up there in Maine. One is, if you could bring myself and my listeners up to speed, what are you guys up to now?
Well, as you know, I don't come to Maine every day, but I'm here in Maine checking the situation. Our main lead extractor abandoned the post and left, so we are developing other lead extractors. We have now Vitalis Corporation will be sending trainers to train two or three more lead extractors. In any case, we are in full blast bottling the different formulas that we have developed. There are actually 30 different formulas, of which we have labeled 14. And the labels are being printed now, and the tamper machine has been put together and hasn't been tested yet because it's really complex machinery. And Vitalis has sent the trainers for the whole lab, okay, and to check that there is no problems or with the machinery, that it was left correctly, and there'd be no problems of sabotage or anything. Maybe I'm paranoid, but I'm going through a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And
Let me ask you this. Let me ask, with all these formulas you have, I think you said you have 30 of them. Is your intention to sell retail or to sell to wholesalers?
Our main intention is to do the white label.
Okay.
But the white label, we have now six salesmen. One in Tahoe, Reno, others in all of Maine is taken care of, and they're appearing in different places. And the last interview we had about a week ago, it was a letter to the shareholders, and this is another letter to the shareholders. First of all, I would like to thank him for having pushed the stock up a little bit by buying shares. But right now, for stockholders that are in New York State, the opportunity is immense because the REGE, which is short for Regulation A,
right,
is priced at 0.5 cent. So anybody that is a resident of New York State can buy those shares at a reduced price. And for that, they will have to call 347-880-6778. Which is my number. And this is a call for the shareholders to step up and support the company by buying more shares at this time that is so well priced. Okay? And many others have shut down the faucets of funding, trying to squeeze me out and drive me out of the business. Or out of the whatever. I don't know. It's too complex. But I'm not going anywhere.
My guest today is Salvador Rosello. He is the CEO and president of Hemp Americana, Inc. Very undervalued here, just a tad bit over a half a cent, I think at almost 0.7 cents. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol HMPQ. Salvador, you've been in this industry for a long time. Let me ask you this. Where are we at in your perspective and in your eyes in the CBD business? You think we're in the first, second inning of a nine-inning ball game? And where do you think that your company goes from here?
No, we're in the fifth inning. This morning, I'm in Augusta, but I'm going 2 hours north to meet a group of farmers that dedicate themselves now to growing CBD hemp. And we are trying to now get the farmers, we give them different deals. They can bring their flower, the CBD flower, to the lab, and we extract it for them for a fixed price, or they can bring it in and they surrender 40% of the extracted oil to the company, and they take their oil, or they leave the oil, and then that oil, we can process it, all the other steps, all the way to the market, okay? So the market is just being opened by the salesman, and we are fully, fully filling up bottles. We have 14 labels to fill. Each one requires at least 1,000 bottles per label, okay? 1,000 minimum. So that's where we are now. We are at the threshold of revenue.
Well, and I was going to say, in closing here, what do you want your stockholders to take and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Two things. One, I would like more stockholders to become distributors or salesmen, and others that might be willing in New York State to buy more shares to boost the price and the capital intake of Hemp Americana at this crucial stage where we're about to cross the door and powers that be are trying to stop us from crossing that threshold. That's why it's an appeal, direct appeal to the shareholders.
Absolutely.
I know I'm breaking the courtesy rules and all that, but I am an artist, an anthropologist, and a poet. So I'm not strictly a businessman. So I like to apologize if I step on any toes.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, bringing us up to speed. You know, Salvador, I wish you nothing but the best out there. Hopefully you come back on the show here in a couple of weeks or 30 days and give us an update of what's going on with the farmers up there in Maine or New York.
Definitely.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.